Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, the internet.
A little
doubtfire on their ass, you know? Pour a little doubtfire on them.
Investigators doubtfire.
And welcome to this episode of Gould v. Patank Trend.
Ah.
Yes.
The latest
Elliot
showdown.
Gould versus Mandy Patankin is the latest.
Hot or not debate.
Sex off.
Yeah.
Sexy
and
off.
We finally, we find ourselves on the different end of the spectrum here.
We do.
I'm Team Mandy.
Not strongly. I just think Elliot Gould is really hot in that The Long Goodbye. Is that what that's called? Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Mandy Patinkin, all the way.
Doesn't matter.
Don't matter. I don't care.
I don't care. All right. Should we tell the people what's trending besides horniness for Elliot Gould and Mandy Patinkin?
Yeah, what else? What else?
That one, by the way, Gould is winning by a narrow margin.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a Patinkin head, go find the poll on Twitter and, you know,
do your best.
Make sure your voice is heard.
Yeah.
Fox News new lineup just dropped. The Drudge Report did a siren blaring scoop on Wednesday, announcing that, it's basically what we thought. Sean Hannity is going to take over at 8 p.m. And
who's that? No, who's that spot? Is that Tucker's?
Yeah, that was Tucker.
Okay.
So I always assumed Hannity was like equal to Tucker, but apparently like the real spot, the real good spot is like 8 because their audience goes to bed like
8:30.
Yeah. So like
we all know that.
That's sleepy time. That
sleepy
is
time tea for xenophobes.
Yes. So now that's Sean Hannity and then Jesse Waters and Gutfeld.
Scream it out.
Moved to.
Wait, so Gutfeld will have his late night show and a primetime spot? Or Gutfeld is moving
to primetime? I'm assuming they're moving Gutfeld into primetime.
Got it. That's not a good look for them. In the primetime, we're going to have the worst talk show on our news channel. It's like,
But I mean, they have always said that whole area that of the schedule is entertainment. So maybe they just, this is what we do. Yeah, it'll be like they're the Daily Show, I guess.
Sure.
So great. And then Tucker will be entertaining us youngsters on Twitter. those people under the age of 65.
Exactly. Can't wait.
I can't wait. What the fuck? Elon Musk has really, like, obviously we've known he has lost.
We've it, loved like, he's him, but this is too much it. Now.
Yeah. Now he's openly anti-Semitic.
He's just a fucking racist. He's, you know, he's out here fully on this shit. There's no like intellectual cover for this. Like it is what it is.
But tis what tis.
I'm surprised. Like, where's the news reporting about that? Or they value their gold check marks on Twitter too much to report that shit.
Bad week, bad day for Ron DeSantis. So first of all, Donna Deegan just won the mayoral election in Jacksonville, becoming only the second Democrat to ever be elected mayor of Florida's biggest city
at least in the past three decades.
Miami?
I had no idea. Yeah, Jacksonville is Florida's biggest city by like double. Yeah, its population's almost 1 million. Miami's like 400,000. That blew my mind.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
I just go by, I'm like, well, they got more sports teams.
Right.
I have that kind of logic where I'm like, nah, man, the cities with the sports teams have the biggest populations ever. That's how
it works.
It's
not the Jacksonville Heat. So, yeah. But yeah, they, so this, so. this was DeSantis like backed the Republican candidate, obviously, Daniel Davis. And people did not vote for him. They voted for Donna Deegan, a Dem, somebody who they really like tried to, you know, emphasize that she had gone to Black Lives Matter protests.
Ah,
and a local sheriff warned people that she would install scary radical policies, and people
this place
like,
will be San Francisco if you're not careful. I think it was like one of the refrains from the right in that race.
Didn't seem to work. So yeah, I don't know. And also he got involved in a Kentucky gubernatorial election, and he like backed a Republican candidate against a Trump backed candidate, and people were like, ooh, now we're gonna see who
DeSantis.
Really. Yeah, DeSantis. Yeah. And he got his ass whooped there too. So
yeah. And it was wild too. They kept trying to hit this like Deegan on this, like, oh, she's gonna gut the police force, but she never really even said that. And that didn't
She's a Democrat.
Work.
She's not she's not gonna gut the police force. She loves the police.
She's not a socialist.
Yeah. Anyways, shout out to Jacksonville though. Jax.
Good for
Jacksonville News. What was it? I don't know. They had like some action news play.
Action Jackson?
Yeah, it was Action News Jax.
Oh, okay.
I was like, y'all could have done better than that. You should have respected the work of the great Carl Weathers and come up with an Action Jackson play on the name of your local news program.
They tried. They
program.
Tried.
Let's see. There's depressing statements from Dianne Feinstein claiming she hasn't been gone. When asked about her lengthy absence from the Senate. No, I've been here. I've been voting.
Oh, no. Diane.
No.
God. Just please, just someone figure it out. Like, she doesn't need to be doing this anymore. She doesn't even have a functional memory to know when she's working.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? It's whatever. It's grim. But we need those votes right now in the Senate, and we don't know how to talk her out of this, because this is it's just, you know, just like we were talking about, I think earlier this week when we first talking about this story, just a bad situation, and just underlines all the ways we fall short, especially even like with legislators. Like, this, you got the Senate set up so the older you are, like, the better positions you'll have for chairmanships or to be chair of certain committees, and come on, let's just set these little age limits or term limits. Because people don't need to be out here this long.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible, no hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own, even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Identity theft protection starts here.
And we're back. And a professor at Texas A&M flunked all his students after ChatGPT falsely claimed it wrote their papers.
Wait, how does it claim? How did it claim that? It's like, "I'm sorry, professor, but I have something to tell you. Unfortunately, yep. Your students are untrustworthy and deployed my intelligence for this paper."
Yeah, it feels like he's turning over his job, like all of his work, to ChatGPT and then getting mad if it claims other people are doing the same thing. Dr. Jared Mum, a campus rodeo instructor,
okay,
who also teaches agricultural classes, sent an email on Monday to a group of students informing them that he had submitted grades for their last three essay assignments of the semester. Everyone would be receiving an X in the course, Mum exclaimed.
Hell yeah.
He had used ChatGPT to test whether they'd use the software to write the papers, and the bot claimed to have authored every single one.
So stupid.
So
what a dumb double-edged sword now it's become. Oh yeah, well now none of you passed because the thing told me you guys cheated.
I copy and paste your, this is a direct quote, I copy and paste your responses in ChatGPT and it will tell me if the program generated the content. He seems like he can't communicate.
Stick to rodeos, man.
Yeah, too many rodeos.
Yeah.
Sometimes it not being your first rodeo and in fact being your 2,000,000th is not good for the old noggin.
I get it though. Those 8 seconds though, man.
Whew. Yeah. With very little prompting, ChatGPT will even claim to have written passages from famous novels such as Crime and Punishment. So
it's I just got an ego now too. It's like, oh yeah, I did that.
Yeah, I wrote that shit.
Yeah. Oh, you ever heard of Big L freestyle? Wrote all those too.
Yep.
Ask Beavis, I get nothing but head. That's me, ChatGPT. I wrote that line.
Oh, man. So, people who assume that they can use ChatGPT as a lie detector test, probably shouldn't be teaching school.
I wonder, do we know if the professors come back around? It's like, that was kind of a mistake, or just doubling down. It's like, nah, that's what it said.
Miles, this is a story we're going to be following for months.
It's developing.
Yeah, developing.
Sure.
Still developing. I'm assuming he will be correcting that decision and laughed at.
Right.
All right. Ron DeSantis, another L, baby. He appointed someone to the new Disney Oversight Board. And it turns out that person has suggested tap water could turn people gay.
Is it Alex Jones?
He's probably a fan of Alex Jones.
Yeah, I got the InfoWars tatted with that tape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on. Is it the fluoride and making the frogs gay and all that stuff? Is he following that whole logic train?
Probably. I'm not sure. It's Ron Perry, an Orlando-based former pastor and the CEO of The Gathering, a Christian ministry focused on outreach to men. Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
And he's now one of five people who will oversee the Reedy Creek Improvement District. And he thinks that tap water can turn you gay.
Yeah, that's, again, I love that. So is he going to do something then about water rights? Does he care about things like that too? If the water can turn you gay, then is there a problem with the water that you need to, you know, have better standards for water? Or what is it about the water?
Here's exactly his direct quote. Uh-huh. So why are there homosexuals today?
Oh my God. That just fucking killed me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
There are any number of reasons, you know, that are given. Some would say the increase in estrogen in our societies, you know, there's estrogen in the water from birth control pills. They can't get it out. He basically said in January 2022, the level of testosterone in men broadly in America has declined by 50 points in the past 10 years, you know, and so maybe that's a part of it.
Uh-huh.
But the big part I would suggest to you, based upon what it's saying here, is the removal of constraint. So our society provided the constraint, and so, which is the responsibility of a society to constrain people from doing evil? Well, you remove the constraints, and then evil occurs.
Okay. All right.
Killing
thanks,
it.
Thanks, preacher.
Yes. Seems like he has some interesting ideas.
It's just shocking after what we said yesterday about people leaving the church in droves. I mean, when they're saying stuff like this, I mean, what the fuck? I'm there for both weekends of the gathering.
The gathering. Just people just weeping, holding each other.
Speaking in tongues, man. They love to see it.
Finally, I can just be vulnerable among other misogynistic, homophobic people. Oscar Mayer has renamed the Wienermobile the Frankmobile. This feels like a story that is designed to
bait.
To get Tucker Carlson to be like, oh, what? We can't say the word wiener now? That's what I call my penis in the bedroom. So
Wienermobile.
The Wienermobile.
Making a stop. Wait, so did they say anything about it? It's just like, hey, it's a new name.
No, it feels like they're just being like, what? We just wanted to do it. They say it pays homage to the brand's 100% beef franks as it debuts a new tasty recipe that is more flavorful than ever. So they're looking for something to hang a news story on. And they're like, well, this will probably make people mad. And they're sporting some fun new features, like they've changed the wiener whistles that they give out to be called Frank Whistles.
Mm.
The people who drive the thing used to be called Hot Doggers, but now they're called Frankfurters.
Because they're from Frankfurt, Germany?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
And Franks for Franks. This is actually fun. They could have done this without changing the name of the thing. Franks for Franks, meaning anyone who is named an iteration of Frank can stop by in person to get a coupon for a free pack of Oscar Mayer beef franks. So that's fun, but you could have done that without.
So this is like, it's part promo, part maybe we can get into the right-wing outrage cycle.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because, I mean, if they were really doing it, their statement would attribute how, like, wiener is problematic for them and they are trying to move past such phallic shit or whatever. But I don't know. Sure. I mean, I don't even eat. Hey, the only Oscar Mayers I get were those cheese dogs.
Those are good, man.
With the cheese core, those are so bad for you. But man, that was like my fucking junior high, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a while.
Like it was liquid cheese. It was like if Gatorade made a cheese flavor. Like cheese felt
nondescript
like.
Cheese flavor for sure.
Yeah, yeah. People are too tired to lead healthier lifestyles, according to a UK survey that The Guardian reported on. This tracks. This is modern life feels bad and makes living in it very like you're just exhausted all the time.
Right.
And then, so it sucks that the way to feel less exhausted is to have to like push through the exhaustion and like,
You know. Because the second I'm like, I think about exercising sometimes, I'm like, look, I got a lot of tables, man.
I got a lot of tables.
I don't know if you're going to see me sweating right now. It's just life got you sweating already. But yeah, I mean, it's wild too, because even there are times when like I was absolutely not doing anything like physical And that also coincided with some darker periods in my emotional state. And it took a little bit of being like, let's add a little bit of activity to your lifestyle to get your blood flowing and remind yourself of the sensation of being in your body.
Just make your bed, go for a walk. All those things are
make your bed, nice. Listen to Jordan Peterson.
Listen to Jordan Peterson, make your bed and find out the truth about what men are supposed to be like. Yeah, in our
they
society.
Like monster trucks, okay?
Thank you.
Did you see that clip of one of those Christian men's fucking fests where like the monster truck, like a fucking tank came out?
No.
And like explosions on either side of the stage, a fucking tank comes out and just rolls over a bunch of cars and then goes back and they're like, all right, what's next? And it was like, it's truly like Idiocracy type shit.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a great run in, I think it's just an episode of Workaholics where there's like a Christian weightlifting team that like comes to town and is just uses the power of Christ to compel the weights into the sky above them. But that's, I believe, a real thing.
Gotta love it.
On, yeah. You do have to love it.
Yeah.
Those are the rules.
I was in Missouri. Them. Monster trucks, tanks, guns, and pyrotechnics.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you express your masculinity.
Yeah. Stuff that destroys.
In a group of other men and looking at those things.
Well, it speaks to like
hell
the human.
Yeah.
It truly speaks to like the human urge of like, if you can't create, then destroy.
Yeah.
And that's all like Christian masculinity is now. It's like, I don't know, man. You could break a bunch of shit with these monster trucks and tanks
that?
And guns. How about that? Yeah. Cool.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.